My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
But Bill Bender is here, sporting news, senior college football writer, as we always do. Let's talk some dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
Well, Bill, I want to start with something that my partner has had to deal with the last 2 weeks.
Do we have to?
We have to. And that is Florida State losing not only at a neutral site in Ireland, but then losing at home the other night. He's been heartbroken and upset. And
kind of saw a little bit of this coming, though, because of the nature of the makeup of the team, Carl.
Yes, but it doesn't change your emotions. No. You have been distraught.
The season's over.
The season
is over for Florida State. There's nothing to do. I'm going to go down next week to Memphis at noon, because now you're stuck in noon games because you suck, Bill. I'm sorry, it's Bill's time.
Yes, see? This is what happens. Bill Bender, you tell us what you think about this situation as they've started the season 0-2.
I mean, shocking. I picked them to win the ACC. I'm not ashamed to admit it because I'm not the only one that did. A product of maybe too many transfers. This is the other side of the transfer portal, right? Everybody wants to proclaim themselves the portal king, and then when it goes wrong, we don't really look at the reasons why. I was stunned at the way both Georgia Tech and Boston College were able to kind of push them around and run the football and do the things. They can still win the ACC, as crazy as that sounds, but there's like zero margin for error, and they have to hope that it gets wild here the rest of the season.
Bill, the philosophy of, you know, using as many of those transfer portal players, I was in Dublin for that game. I was in the airport with some of those players. I mean, we all know now we can actually criticize them because they are getting paid. They're no longer the student athlete. Carl had a great point yesterday. Coach said he's looking for leaders. If you don't have leaders by week two, you really are screwed.
Oh, yeah. I mean, absolutely. I mean, you need to have those players that can step up in the locker room when things are going wrong. And I think that's something to keep in mind as we move forward. And for me, I mean, a lot of people are piling on DJU. I don't necessarily like that. You know, it's not all him. Yes, there's been some accuracy issues. But, yes, there were some drop balls the other night on the good throws he had. I think that's a convenient – he is part of the issue, but he's not the entire reason they're 0-2. You know that.
Right. No, the linebackers can't tackle. The arm tackling, and also the Bill O'Brien seeing what Georgia Tech did and running basically the same stuff right at Florida State.
Why wouldn't you? I mean, you got a talented quarterback. I think that's the other, like, underplayed story here is how about Bill O'Brien?
Yeah.
Coming in there day one, and you know, I remember him when he was at Penn State. You know, I still think of him as that coach, what he inherited there, and right away they were competitive in his first year there. He's a very good college football coach. I think he's in the right spot there, too, and you know, there, I was talking today in a meeting. I said, wouldn't it be kind of ironic if 40 years after the Doug Flutie Hail Mary, they get in the mix there with Boston College, and what if at the end of the road it was them in Miami? That would be something else.
I agree. That would be, you talk about a throwback. Bill Bender joining us, Sporting News, senior college football writer. All right, let's talk about the Georgia Bulldogs because they looked as dominant as we expected them to be. I think a lot of people always wonder going into a season, right, is this team going to be as good as what we had a few years ago with the national championship teams? I think they are, Bill. And, you know, I think that dominance in the second half and the adjustments by Mike Bobo showed Georgia fans that they're going to be in the mix. We figured they'd be a college football playoff team. But they already look like one of the most dominant teams in college football, the way they beat Clemson.
They're one of three. Then I'll tell you the other two after. But for the Bulldogs right now, Carson Beck, complete control. First half, no mistakes. Manipulates the pocket well. I know that's a quarterback phrase there. But a couple times you can see him look off a defender and then find the open man. Just no mistakes. Defense looks fast, furious, angry. And we all know, and I've said that on your show before, that Kirby can play the underdog card as well as anybody. Now that they didn't win one, he's going to say nobody believed in us when they are number one. But I think guarding against complacency, as they still got a lot of road tests in the SEC,
yeah.
Ole Miss, Texas, Bama. They have a big boy schedule, and we'll see if they can get through it.
Talking with the Bill Bender guys from Sporting News, college football here on the waitfor.com hotline. The games from the first weekend, I know it's hard to get, you know, you want to overreact, but Miami looked really good against Florida. Billy Napier's basically calling his fan base goobers, and Cam Ward looks like the guy you wanted to get in the portal.
Cam Ward played really well, under control, gave them something they haven't had in a long time, and that's an answer at quarterback that is steady, steady hand, whether you distribute the ball. A couple of those throws in the end zone were quite amazing, too. There was that 20-yard touchdown throw in the back of the end zone. That was an NFL throw, and he did very well. Florida's a weird one. You know, I was talking to my editor, Bill Churchy. He lives down there in the Atlanta area, by the way. I was telling him the other day, it's like, there's no such thing as a hot seat to me. They'll just fire you, right? Like, if they get put up with it, you can say somebody. I mean, Billy Napier's been on the hot seat since we've talked about college football in May. Their schedule's brutal. And that looks it's always worse when you get beat like that at home against a rival, and they got beat down pretty good.
Yeah, I agree. You said there were two other teams that you thought were in Georgia's class. Who are they?
Well, one's up here where I'm at in Columbus. I think the Buckeyes have a lot of depth. Will Howard settled in. It took them a quarter against Akron, then they started rolling. Their defense pretty dominant. And we know they can play with Georgia. We have the evidence from last couple years ago. They – yeah, played one of the best games we've ever seen. Alabama's the other one. And I think Alabama, with Jalen Milroe, Kalen DeBoer, that combination of offense, the big plays, it's so conveniently easy to figure out or to forget how good they are and what their roster has. So they would be next. And then I'd say Texas has the spotlight this weekend at Michigan. They got to go up there and win. A lot of people writing off the Wolverines in that game. I'm not there just because – I'm not going to write off somebody that's won 23 in a row at home.
That's a good point. Meanwhile, Ohio State, Will Howard under center. You know, they're going to go through – I'm not going to put words in your mouth, Bill, but they're going to go through their typical nonsense max schedule before. Eventually, they'll lock horns with Oregon, who's got Dylan Gabriel, right, from the former Oklahoma Sooner quarterback. Ohio State, they've got everything, like a new coordinator with Chip Kelly, but the quarterback to me seems like he's not even one of the top 10 quarterbacks in the country.
Yeah, I thought Oregon took a minute to get going last week, too. One thing, I'm going to point this out, and I've said this all week, and it's just something I've been harping on. You guys watched USC-LSU, right?
Yes.
There's something to be said to me about a quarterback that waits his turn. You know, LSU, Nussmeier waited his turn. He played well. Miller Moss waited his turn at USC, played awesome. Carson Beck waited his turn at Georgia. How's he looked the last 2 years?
Right.
I don't think you get the most out of your quarterback when you get a transfer quarterback till the second season. I always point to Joe Burrow as the best evidence of that. So, for me, it might take time with Will Howard. It might take time with Dylan Gabriel. Cam Ward, that was the exception last weekend. He played lights out. Riley Leonard at Notre Dame, he struggled at times even though they had that win. It was an ugly win, but a big win for the Irish.
We're talking with our guy Bill Bender, sporting news college football writer here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. By the way, this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. You know, we talk about these quarterbacks, and you're saying transfers. What do you think of Shedeur Sanders? I mean, this is going to be an interesting quarterback class in the spring when all of this shakes out. Now, again, we don't know how that's going to look, but, you know, we brought up Carson Beck. A lot of people think he is the best quarterback in college football and maybe the number one overall pick. What do you think of Sanders?
Dominant. I love him. I love that he hangs in the pocket, hasn't had a running game for 2 years, takes some shot, throws a beautiful deep ball, by the way. 5 of 8 on passes 20 yards or more last week, hitting Horn, hitting Hunter for big plays. They're in the spotlight this weekend. I know there's so much attention, right or wrong, on Colorado, and people have opinions. That's fine. I've thought from watching Shedeur Sanders from day one, he hangs in there, the toughness. It's almost like Deion is giving NFL scouts great tape because he's constantly doing this under duress. He's been amazing.
Yeah. And then, you know, to have one of the best two-way players. A guy, when's the last time you saw a guy, literally, if that's not the shoe-in for the Heisman, if those numbers keep – if Colorado doesn't win another game, right, Hunter should be the guy that should be in New York grabbing that Heisman trophy if he's playing 110 snaps on both sides.
I always tell a story. Growing up in Ohio, we saw Charles Woodson play in high school as a tailback. Mm. And I've always thought Charles Woodson, Deion Sanders, Bo Jackson, those were kind of the two-way guys that I always pointed to. I mean, I think Bo Jackson could have played linebacker, by the way.
Right.
But, what Travis Hunter is doing is really unprecedented. I think how good he was at receiver and then to be able to play on the other side, it is a wide-open Heisman race. I mean, guys like Carson Beck, Quinn Ewers, more quarterbacks will jump in there. I mean, Cam Ward. To me, if you're saying best player in college football, the first name that comes out of my mouth is Travis Hunter.
Right. Yeah, I agree. It's just hard to debate his impact on both sides of the ball when he's as dominant as he's been. Bill, as we talk about, you know, moving forward and what this is going to look like, what is your opinion on the 12-team college football playoff? I'm for it. I think it's going to be great. I think this first week gave us a glance at, you know, hey, anything can happen. We're going to have great games, and there'll be balance across college football. Do you like it, and do you think immediately once we get past this that there'll be another expansion?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I think eventually, yes. I'm hopeful. I mean, I was pointing to that USC-LSU game as that's what a quarterfinal could look like.
Sure.
How about the atmosphere? How about the fans and the intense? That was an intense game. That's why Brian Kelly was hammering the podium afterward. I mean, it was awesome to watch. And
I hope they're like that. And I hope there's – I still want there to be regular season consequences. I want fans to feel the sting of that first loss, of that rivalry loss. But, you know, I think it's going to be a lot of excitement when we get those games. What I can't wait for is the first time we get to see one of those games on campus, like a Notre Dame, Tennessee, or an LSU, Michigan, whatever. They're going to be fun.
Right on. Again, unless, of course, you're a Florida State fan, in which case your season
it's
is
over.
Over.
It's over.
Thanks, Bill.
Uh-huh. Hey, thank you so much, Bill. We appreciate you, man.
Hey, I didn't say that. You guys are great. Have a great day, right?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.